Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, the podcast where we share news, information, tips, tricks, and resources about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast application, and you can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page. New law will improve reading and math skills in West Virginia. Doug Wood about dyscalculia, a journey with undiagnosed dyslexia, dyspraxia, and dyscalculia, distinct neural processes for numbering uncovered, and work on dyscalculia. This is our podcast for week one in 2024, and we welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services. She's going to help us review the links for this week. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Well, it's always great to be here. After the holidays, we really enjoyed it. Our children flew in from all over the place. We had a busy season, and we definitely enjoyed it. And lots of good memories to treasure, and a good start to the new year.
Happy New Year! Absolutely. Now we have a couple of links again that we can look at for this week. And now the first one talks about a new law. What can we learn here?
Yes. That's what I meant. This year really starts well. There's new educational laws are rolling out in Monongalia County, and that's in West Virginia. And these laws are under the Third Grade Success Act. And this act aims to improve math and reading skills for students in kindergarten through third grade. So teachers now have guidelines to follow, and they need to identify if students have learning issues like dyslexia and dyscalculia. So they also need to ensure that their students have enough understanding in reading and mathematics. So if not, there's a risk that some students might have to redo a grade. Now, to get the teachers ready for these new rules, they will go through special training. And this will take around 8 hours. And it's for all teachers, including special ed, Title I teachers. Everybody will receive that training.
Okay, that's now, pretty good.
It's pretty good. And here they will learn about teaching reading and identifying learning problems. And we picked this up from a news article. So I'm not familiar with exactly how the teachers will be trained.
And oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah,
how the identification will be done. But this is a great step to get this into law. Certainly when they also apparently recognize dyscalculia now.
Yeah, such
a great start for
the new year. Absolutely, that's good news, yeah. Now the next link is a video from Doug Wood. How about that?
Yeah, it's a recording, and they did it just before they planned to do an interview with him. And he apparently just found out about dyscalculia. Now Doug Wood is a New York Times best-selling author. And he gets interviewed by Georgina Schumer, and she is from the Different Thinkers podcast. Now, always nice awareness when well-known people mention dyscalculia, although he actually has some more learning disabilities, and he could still become such a successful writer. Now, take a listen. The podcast is on our website, dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and you can hear him yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Worth your time. Now, the next link is another video where someone talks about her journey with undiagnosed dyscalculia. What can we learn there?
Yeah. This happens so often. And this is a personal story by Shea Oyed, who actually has dyslexia, dyspraxia, and dyscalculia.
No, we call that the trifecta, yeah.
Yes, that's a lot of issues altogether. Now, it's a familiar story about being completely let down by the educational system. Now, I have to say, the video is also a bit of an advertisement for the book she wrote.
Well, that's okay. You see that in all the late night shows.
Everybody to buy her book. Right. But also a good push for diagnosis and for speaking up for yourself.
Good.
So all in all, like I said, there's a little bit of a commercial. It's very good awareness for learning disabilities.
Good. We like that. Now, the next link is complicated. It talks about distinct neural processes for numbering and that would be uncovered. What can we learn there?
Yeah, this article, it's in published in just in the previous year in Nature, Human Behavior. And it tells us about a recent scientific finding that unraveled the human brain, how it employs a distinct neural mechanism to process small and large quantities.
Okay.
And this is something that has been debated for several years already, that there would be different systems.
That would be like the scientists, they always quibble about these things.
Obviously, and that was based on observational studies,
all right,
where people need more time to know how many dots or how many items you have. Well, for small numbers, say from 1 till 4 or sometimes 1 till 5, they instantaneously knew how many there were. So, and we call that subitizing. But this is really a groundbreaking discovery because they actually measured these two mechanisms in real time in living brains, not with a functional MRI machine, but these were people who had a very bad epilepsy. It did not react to any medication, so they had to have surgery for this epilepsy. Now, to make sure that exactly that part of the brain is removed that gives them that terrible intractable epilepsy, you need to do a lot of measurements. And as
right.
part of these measurements, the location measurements...
Oh, nice. And then they found this as well.
They recorded, and is a really amazing new development,
amazing.
Single neuron activities. When these patients, in their pre-assessment for... And that was already invasive...
Surgery.
Surgery, and you have to put those electrodes in place.
Right, right.
In the brain.
Right, horrible.
Yeah.
But amazing that they can do that.
Amazing. So those people were judging numbers and also judging if it was an odd or an even number
right.
in different setups. Let's not go into those details. But they measured with the... number that selective neurons could fire. They statistically identified uh-huh. specific neurons that reacted for smaller numbers, and that the neurons that were bordering that actually inhibited it. Says that it is 3 and it's definitely not 4. So that contributed to that fast recognition of those small quantities, and also with knowing that for instance, 3 is an odd number and 4 is an even number. And they did that all the way till 9 dots on the screen. So,
pretty groundbreaking.
Pretty groundbreaking that they could so exactly locate pinpoint the function of specific neurons.
Cool. Well, that brings us to our last link. A lot less exciting, but it's about Warwick University in the UK and dyscalculia. And it's in the UK, right?
Yes. That's definitely in the UK. They actually have a fantastic medieval castle over there.
Okay.
We highlighted here because they have a page about support for students with dyscalculia.
You don't see that every day.
No. Great initiative. And the information is not new and mostly taken from existing sites. That's not an issue because you want to put the information, valuable information together and easily accessible. So it's a great resource for their students. And I feel this is something that should be standard in our educational system.
Right.
All schools and universities should have this kind of information available for students and parents, actually starting from elementary school all the way to college. And it's not that hard. I mean, the information is available. It's about taking the effort and the time to put it together. And it would help so many students and parents who have the same questions and issues.
Good. Well, thank you, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights. Unfortunately, As we adhere to dry January, I cannot open the bottle of champagne today to celebrate the new year. But we still hope to see you back next week. Thank you very much, Dr. Schroeder. Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from DyscalculiaHeadlines.com. You can find us on the web at DyscalculiaHeadlines.com and we are on Twitter at DyscalculiaHead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments and contributions to communications at DyscalculiaHeadlines.com and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you and until next week, you can count on us.